he had a federal foreign exchange student, I believe it was some sort of orientation that he had to attend. It's required, so that's why he's not here tonight. I'm going to try his name anyway, though, because I need to practice it. Rabsho Davlatshov. That's what I'm going with. Rabsho Davlatshov.
Sounds good to me, Jamie.
He was 2 of 2 on extra points last week, by the way. And some of them, he could have moved back 10 yards and kicked them. So he's got a pretty good leg on him.
And we've had some foreign exchange kickers that have come through for the Indians over the course since I've been here.
First and 10, Huskies. Ooh, they run a reverse. And he's got some room, and he uses his speed, and he's going to take it all the way. This is going to be a 65-yard run. Deion Berry again. He had a 70-yard touchdown run on the first snap of the third quarter, and here he goes 65 yards on a reverse. Wow, he is having a game tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I don't... Anybody touch him?
No.
I don't think we got a hand on him. And here's a replay.
No, all our momentum was going right. Yeah, they reversed
right there.
It back
we had
left.
One, I think Ashman just couldn't quite wrap his legs up. But other than that, yep. He's home free. And, well, 5:18 to go here.
So now Kumet will kick the PAT here for Hoover. Still a two-score game.
Right.
They're gonna fake the PAT and go for two. Oskaloosa is all over it, and they're gonna drop him back at the 20-yard line. That one went nowhere, and credited with the stop on that will be Jay Williams for Oskaloosa. So again, they fake the PAT, go for two. Oski hits him for a big loss, and the score remains 33-20. Oskaloosa in front. Again, still a two-score game with 5:18 to go, and Oskaloosa getting the ball back with all three timeouts. Hoover down to just one timeout, Coach. Obviously, everything looking strong right now for Oskaloosa.
Yeah, should be. Just take care of the football. You know,
that's the key.
We have turned it over a few times tonight. That's hurt us. So just got to, you know, make sure we wrap it up and don't get too fancy here. And I think just keep feeding AJ and... Walker and Woodard and kind of grind it out here to keep that clock running and get out here with that first win of the year.
Always good to win the home opener, and Oskaloosa trying to do that tonight. Again, we'll be back home in 2 weeks, week 4 against Ottumwa. Stay home week 5 to start district play, homecoming against Clear Creek Amana.
Yep.
Then week 6, we go to Clinton. It's almost a 3-hour road trip one way.
Right, yeah, yeah.
To Clinton.
Well, is it going to be onside kick time here, Jamie? They're going to...
Well, I think...
Yeah, he's got it got it flat on the tee. He's going to go sideways with it here, or he's got it cockeyed. See what he does.
It is an onside kick.
Ooh.
It's bouncing around. And Oskaloosa is finally going to fall on it.
Nice kick.
Back around the 30-yard line of Oskaloosa. More players cramping now for Hoover.
Yep.
5:16 left on the game clock. So week 6, we're at Clinton. Week 7, we're home against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Week 8... at Burlington, and then close the regular season at home, hosting North Scott. You got two of the better teams in the state there, week 7 and week 9, with Xavier and North Scott.
Yeah, and I was looking earlier, Williamsburg was ahead of Xavier. I don't know how it came out in the end, but earlier in the game, Williamsburg was up.
Williamsburg's no slouch in football either, but I think I would expect them to beat Xavier, though.
They did beat, you know, last year they beat Xavier with Wieskop, the kid that went to Iowa, but yeah, he's gone. But again, another good football team by Williamsburg. You got your reservations made, Jamie, in the hotel or motel there in Clinton?
For Clinton? You know,
Ooh, nice move by A.J.
Yeah, great move by A.J. Walker. Kind of ducked under a tackler there and then let him fly by and went forward for a nice game. Near a first down, he got about 8 yards, 8.5 yards on it. So, funny thing about that is, you know, like if you have a freshman playing, okay? Freshman game's what, 5 o'clock, I think, kickoff?
Yeah, they 4:45 or something like that, they kick it off.
Yeah, I think it's 5. But you got, I mean, you're going to have to leave Oskaloosa about 1:30 in the afternoon to get there to watch your own kid play if they're a freshman.
Yeah, take off work.
And if you're just going down for the varsity game, you know, I mean, you're still going to have to want to leave town around 3:30 or so, 4 o'clock. So everybody's going to be getting off early that week to get to Clinton. Oh, handoff to A.J. Walker. This time they are all over it at the line of the scrimmage, and they hit it for a loss, a couple yards.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You know, they always make kind of a big deal about geographically trying to match people up so they don't have to travel a long ways, and then you have something like that. It just doesn't make sense. But
no. Now, I've been told by Clinton that we can do video.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus up to $1,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
From fluffy pancakes and hearty omelets to burgers, salads, tenderloins, wraps, and much more, we serve up breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Highway Restaurant in Albia on Highway 34. Whether it's a morning snack or a hearty evening meal, it's Albia's hidden gem. The perfect place to dine with family and friends in our open family-style restaurant where breakfast is served all day. Open Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Highway Restaurant, all day, every day. It's just that good.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia, where Black Velvet Reserve 1.75 liter bottles are $24.99 plus deposit. Keystone Light and Old Milwaukee Light 30 packs, $18.99 plus deposit. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs, $19.99 plus deposit. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
At Community First Credit Union, you can get $1,000 off closing costs when you get a new mortgage loan with us. A savings like that can really make a difference for you. Plus, we offer great rates and local lenders you can trust. Get details online at c1stcu.com/home and apply today using our CFirst Mortgage app or stop by any of our locations. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have the right tools for the job at hand with John Deere Tool Storage for your compact tractor. Now you can safely transport all your landscaping tools and power equipment while reducing the number of trips to the garage or shed. Tool Storage attaches to your ROPS, ballast box, or iMatch quick hitch and doesn't interfere with tractor functionality. There are also wall mounting accessories for easy transfer between work and storage. Buckle up for what's next at Sinclair Tractor, your locally owned John Deere dealer since 1998. Visit us at Sinclair Tractor.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Eyes up as we go into the Summers Insurance Locker Room. The Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance as we get week number two in the books. Some late games winding down here in the final minutes as we dance across the 10 o'clock hour here in Southern Iowa. Roaming across 34 right now is the Roman locker room. Shane Holmes, a A big night here for some teams. Sigourney Kyoto getting a win over a really good opponent. Bounce back win. Sheraton a bounce back win. And Albia's defense continues to show it's a bend but don't break.
Yeah, Sigourney and Sheraton, both two teams, you do not want to face them after a week one loss, because they're going to come out there and go after it like they did 9, and two big wins for both them teams.
How about PCM? I think they are for real. A big win for them over Pella Christian tonight. Pella Christian scoring his first touchdown of the season. They've had two tough games right out of the gate, but I think PCM's one of those teams going to, you know, they are definitely a dome-built team.
Yeah, definitely. A great program year in and year out. And looks like they've got something special brewing this year with a really tough PCM team. And they're going to be exciting to watch.
How about those Bulldogs? Tama Bulldogs with a big win last night on Thursday night. And that was a really not just a win. You go 2-0, right? But you get a big win, putting up 50 points. You go on the road to do it. And I'll tell you what, Coach Light's got him playing well.
Yeah, you know, he talks about confidence. What better of a season could you have? A big win at home, then you go on the road and win big. That just gives them kids a lot of confidence in the new program and in themselves.
Getting to make next week's practice a little bit easier, and having the night off here on a Friday night, not a bad deal for a head coach. Those are rare, but he'll get the night off. Probably not from us, because we're going to try to get him in the locker room here in just a few seconds. We'll try to catch up with Coach Light from Ottumwa. Jared Jensen's going to be busy. We'll try to catch up with him. Coach Smizer and Coach Huber all coming your way here on the locker room show, and we'll dance across and take a look at all the scores on our football Friday night. Quick timeout. We'll come back and catch up with Coach Light. Ottumwa Bulldogs 2-0. New coach. And, man, putting up some big results here in the early part of the season. We'll come back here to the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
I need a little more cowbell, Shane Holmes.
Yes, more cowbell.
Welcome back into your locker room show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. And the bell was rung quite a bit last night for the Bulldogs. Putting up 50 points, Shane, that's impressive.
That's really impressive, especially for a new coach and the new program and kind of building a new team here. So, wow, that's real impressive.
Well, why don't we just get him on the phone and talk to him? He's not in the locker room tonight. Coach, a very rare opportunity for a head football coach in high school football to have a Friday night off, and you get to have it off and get to relax and reminisce on a big Thursday night, 50 points for your Bulldogs. Coach Light, welcome aboard.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. But there's no nights off. I was on. I've been on the road scouting tonight, and prepare for our next opponent. We've got a big week in front of us. We play Lincoln at home for homecoming, and we're excited about the opportunity to get better again this upcoming week and all that. But yeah, our kids are. As I mentioned before, our kids are believing in themselves. They're playing confident. We're able to establish the run game behind our big back Caminary, and we're playing pretty well on defense. I think the biggest thing that I talked to our kids. We watched film this afternoon before I got on the road, and I said, to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And what we've got to do is, you know, we got to learn how to finish as a team. I felt like, you know, we're making some substitutions there in the fourth quarter, and with about 10 minutes left, and they end up coming back and scoring on our second group and all that. And, you know, we want to play a lot of kids, but we've got to learn how to finish. And that was my message today, you know, when I met with the kids and gone over the film. But, you know, we're extremely pleased with our kids. One of the things about it is, you know, I always talk to our kids about how we do business. You know, it's going to determine a lot of things. And, you know, we've had to teach our kids how to watch film, what to look for, and all those type of things. And, you know, when the kids come over and they say, hey, coach, it's exactly that look like you said we're going to get, you know, and it's just like, you know, we gave them those certain looks in practice. We were able to capitalize and establish the line of scrimmage and you know, rip off some pretty good runs.
Coach Shane Holmes here. I was kind of wondering, you know, playing on a Thursday night game, that's got to be very different. What are some of the pros and some of the cons on playing on a Thursday night?
Well, you got to have a sense of urgency. You know, that's exactly what I told our kids. You know, you've got to set that clock faster. You know, we practice on Sunday. So your Monday practice is now Sunday. You know, your Tuesday is now Monday, and your Wednesday is Tuesday, and you just speed everything up a day. And, you know, I know our kids, you know, we have to teach our kids that process and how that looks. And, you know, having some experience playing on short weeks and during my coaching career in Missouri, you know, back in the old playoff system, it's just like you dial it up a day before. So I was able to share that with our kids and our coaches, and I thought everybody handled it pretty well. I think we were at the point where when it was kickoff, our kids were ready to go. So, yeah, excited about how we handled that.
Coach, so what is the focus on this week? What are those lessons or those talking points you guys are doing to prepare for this coming week?
It's always about us, you know. We play Lincoln coming into week three, and you know, we're going to prepare for what they do. But bottom line, it's about us and our team and how we practice, how we execute. And, you know, we've got to take care of the ball, which we did, you know, last night. We've got to be able to stop the run. For the most part, we did that. We've got to do the little things, the attention to detail, to be the program we want to become.
Coach, congratulations, 2-0. It's a great start, and you needed that to get that that confidence you talked about this morning in our show, and this team starting to show those signs. And as we've also mentioned, winning becomes a learned trait, and you guys are certainly putting those traits together.
Yeah, you know, we're doing our best. I'm really proud of our coaches. You know, our coaches are coaching their tails off. They're really invested in our kids. And, you know, we're just trying to set the standard and keep it at a high level. And it comes down to accountability. You know, we grade our kids. We grade our kids during practice. We grade our kids on Friday nights. You know, they're going to see how we grade them, and we get those things corrected. So, you know, accountability is big in our program.
As Coach Light, I'll tell you what, Coach, congratulations. We'll get with you next week, and enjoy your weekend.
Will do, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Shane, impressive. And, you know, one of the things that he talked about is learning, you know, learning how to watch film. You know, there's a lot of things that kids have to learn, and sometimes, you know, you've never done it before. You don't understand it. And Coach is putting in his own new system and then, you know, giving these kids insights of things that they hadn't seen before.
Yeah, and this morning he brought up something I thought was really unique and incredibly smart. To be consistently consistent. You got to be consistent at being consistent.
Yeah.
And that just kind of says it best. And, you know, most great coaches will tell you, you know, they always look at the other opponent, but really you're just playing your best football you can play.
Well, the Bulldogs victorious last night, 50-28. Lincoln on deck for them next week, and we'll be excited to see how that unfolds. We're going to take a timeout, come back to the Locker Room Show. Coach Huber is going to be coming up here in a moment. Albion with a big win tonight, 18-0. Again, that defense, very, very stingy, and some big plays on offense. How about the bounce back for those Chargers? The Chargers victorious tonight, and Shane will give us a rundown on the scores on this Football Friday night. You're listening to the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance.
I'm Mike Madison with Zero Connect in Albia. Zero Connect is a custom cable assembly manufacturer of fiber and copper products for voice, data, and video applications. Due to growth and demand, we are now hiring qualified individuals for our production team for first and second shift. Zero Connect is looking for dedicated individuals who are open to working for a fast-paced and fulfilling environment. If you are looking for a rewarding career, let us be your first choice. Apply online at zeroconnect.com. That's zeroconnect.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Breakfast just got even better because when you combine the bold, creamy smoothness of Hardee's new cold brew coffee with the made-from-scratch goodness of Hardee's famous breakfast, you get a delicious new way to power your morning. Hardee's new cold brew coffee, available in vanilla cream and original flavors. Treat yourself to the smooth, bold, ice-cold goodness in the making. Order ahead on the Hardee's app. For a limited time, participation may vary.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between, at Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Welcome back into the Locker Room Show, and we're going to get right to work here. Coach Justin Huber is going to join us on the phone lines. We're traveling across 34. Coach, you probably are ahead of us. I think you guys got out of the place quicker than we did, and this 34 up and downs, we might lose you on the cell connection. But, Coach, big win for you guys tonight, 2-0, second year in a row. You guys have moved to 2-0. And that offense had some big plays, but your defense is absolutely filthy stingy.
Yes, they are. You know, we got a great set of defensive guys out there right now, and they all got a nose for the football, and they want to be fast and aggressive, and it's just fun watching them and get to see what they can do.
And, Coach, you know, it's, you know, it when you're playing the middle of the field, it's one thing to be, you know, getting threes and out, but this defense has had his back against the wall for the vast majority of the first half of this ball game. You guys are playing defense on the wrong side of the field. They were given a short field and the time of possession, and this defense just continues to bend but don't break, and man, they just have, like I said, they're stingy.
You're exactly right, you know, and I think that's the great thing about our defense. They know when their back's up against the wall, they got to make a play. But you know what? It doesn't bother them. They just shake it off and move on. They like those tough situations, which gives me about a heart attack. But you know what? They're able to overcome them. And like you said, bend don't break. And they want to be an aggressor, and they're going to do whatever they can to win. And it, not a lot rattles them.
Coach Shane Holmes here. Great win tonight, Coach. And let's get on the offensive side of the ball. How great does it feel to have so many weapons? It's going to make it so hard for teams to scout you guys. You had, you know, pick roll in the air and Chance, and then you had great running by Spencer Madison. Just tell us how it...
How about Eli Hilton?
Yeah, wow. Great catch by Eli Hilton. How does it feel to have so many weapons in your disposal?
It's great to have all those guys, and like I told the team, you know, everyone plays a vital role. You know, if you're a scout team guy, if you're a starter, whatever, we have guys. We got guys that can fill in spots when we need them, and by doing that, it makes us better at practice as well. But when we can move the ball around and get it to different guys and in different guys' hands and come up with different plays, it's pretty special. You're not just so one-dimensional. We can, you know, we can throw the ball, we can run the ball, we can do some things that we haven't been able to do in the past, and when you got all those weapons, it's great we can use them.
Talking with head coach Justin Huber, Albia victorious tonight, 18-0. Coach, there is no rest. This was a sandwich game we talked about. Your team came out and performed well, getting a win over Centerville, a battle of Highway 5, and now you have the war on 34 with Sheraton coming to town. And Coach Smizer, we knew he'd have his team bounce back, and they got a big win tonight over EBF.
Right, you know, and I think, you know, just like tonight, we talked to the kids already that there's a lot of stuff we still need to clean up, you know. Did we grow from last week? Yes, we did. But there's still things we need to clean up. There's still things we need to do to get better. Sheraton's going to be ready to come to play. That war on 34 is a big game. It's a rivalry game. And I know Coach Smizer very well, and he's going to have those guys ready to go for the game. So, I mean, not much rest recovery here. We got to get back at it on Monday.
Well, Coach, congratulations, 2-0 and off and running, and going to be another fast week and a good one to look forward to, another rivalry game coming up next Friday. So, Coach, thanks for stopping by the Locker Room Show. And by the way, I know you'll be stopping by in the morning with some of the guys to join us in the Coach's Corner.
Absolutely. They love going to Hardy, so we'll see you there.
As Coach Justin Huber, Albie victorious tonight, 18-0. And Shane, that defense, if you're just looking at the score, obviously a goose egg, you've done something. And then looking at the score from Centerville and Davis County, Davis County is going to get the win. I didn't get the final score there. You've got that, and we'll get the score door rundown. But Centerville can put some points up on the board.
Right. You know, Davis, or Centerville, sorry, scored 33 points tonight on Davis County. And that just shows you how tough and stingy this Albie defense is, you know. And, boy, I just can't say enough about how tough these guys are playing on defense this year. And I think that's going to be kind of their signature for this team, is just how good this defense is.
6 points in 8 quarters. That's some pretty darn good defense. Not to mention, again, short fields and lots of possession time. That kind of defensive results, when you look at the time of possession out of these two ball games, are going to weigh heavy in favor of Albie's opponent. And the field position starting plus. Yet Albie has given up 6 points in two ball games.
In limited possessions and still scoring decent amounts of points. So, I mean, wow. It's been a great season so far for the Blue Demons. I'm really excited to see where it goes starting next weekend.
I can't wait to catch up with Coach Smizer as well. A bounce-back win for the Chargers tonight. In a few seconds, Shane's going to come back here and run down our Friday Night Lights big board and get you an update on the scores coming in on this football Friday night. Looks like Oskaloosa is going to hold on for a win, and we'll get you all up to date on these scores as we roll along week number two. And the Locker Room Show will continue after this timeout as we roam across 34 up the hills, and more scores and more coaches. All that coming your way after this timeout.
This is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Our medical clinic provides care for the entire family, from newborn to older generations. Services provided include acute care for illness and injury, preventative physical exams and visits, management for chronic conditions, well baby and well child exams, including immunizations, women's health, contraceptives, and mental health. We also provide DOT physicals, wound care, and acute care services. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
At Country Roads Meat Market in Centerville, we believe in the power of local. That's why every fresh cut of beef and pork comes straight from the hardworking hands of our local farmers. We're not just a market, we're a community, supporting our local farmers by bringing you the most flavorful meats around. Hosting a gathering? Be sure to try our beef sticks and summer sausage, too. All crafted in-house. When you choose Country Roads Meat Market, you're not just getting top-notch meat, you're supporting the heartbeat of our communities. Country Roads Meat Market. Stop in our store in Centerville and taste the difference that local pride makes.
Nah, you're in the locker room. Come on in. Eyes up, and some celebration going on in the locker room tonight. Shane Holmes, as we travel across 34 here on your Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Got to be a lot of celebrating going on over in Sheraton. A big week two win, you know, after that bounce back, after a loss in Davis County. Davis County, I think, Shane, is going to show us they're for real, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Davis County beats Centerville 56-33, and we've seen how tough that Centerville defense can be. So
56 points. That's some offense. But it also reflects on how good Albie's defense must be. Centerville able to score 33 points.
Definitely. And some of the other scores around the league is Montezuma, big win over Moravia, 80-8. Then over in Knoxville gets the win 58-7 over Clark. And Sigourney, they have a big win tonight, 23-7 over Mediapolis. Linville Sully wins a big game tonight over North Mahaska, 30-22. Grinnell, 17 over Bondurant, 17-14. The Chargers, once again, 51-12, 51 over Eddyville to 12. Then last night we had Ottumwa win 58-28. Davis County once again beat Centerville 56-33. And late in the fourth quarter, Oskaloosa 33 over Des Moines Hoover 20.
Yeah, I think that game has gone final. Jamie Brockman bringing the coverage there, and a good win for Oskaloosa. And our pick'em this morning, I had Oskaloosa. I think they're this is going to be a good football team. So I'm excited. Maybe we can get Jamie on and catch up with the coach for Oskaloosa. But right now, we're going to try to catch up with the head coach of the Sigourney Kyota, the Cobras, Jared Jensen. How about that, Chain? You know, they go out and they go and find the very best competition, and as we've seen throughout our time of broadcasting, Coach Jensen's been there each and every week. Their team gets better. And tonight, they did it again. And Coach Jared Jensen joined us on the phone line. Coach, congratulations. That's a big-time win on the road against a big-time program and a statement of how to bounce back after a week one disappointment.
Absolutely. You know, we're just excited. You know, I think we know how talented we can be. We just kind of ran into a bump all the first week, and again, we're not in it. We're not young, but we're just a little bit inexperienced with you know, guys starting their second game of their career tonight. So, you know, I feel good about our preparation all week long. We had you know, vibrant practice, energy, excitement, and you know, I think that translated into tonight, you know, just feeling confident in yourselves, understanding what you're doing and going to get it done. And, you know, it wasn't pretty by any means, but, you know, defensively, we bow shot ourselves in the foot at the beginning of the game on the offense. We fumbled a snap and gave it up on about the 4-yard line. And, you know, our defense held strong and you know, got a goal line stand there and got the ball back, you know, about on the floor. So, you know, we put ourselves in a bad position right away, but we found a way out of it. And then, you know, got up a couple scores, you know, gave them a little momentum when they came back and scored. And, you know, from there it was crunch time, you know. But our second score was, you know, after our first touchdown, you know, caused the fumble on the kick return, scooped and scored it. You know, we had the momentum there. We let them come back and come and get it. Hit a big play, the first play out, you know, big pass play, and then, you know, marched it down and scored, you know. So it was 14-7, you know, there in the first. And, you know, from there we just buckled down and played our brand of football and worked the clock and just put drives together. I know we had a 16-play scoring drive there, and, you know, had two touchdowns called back for holding. I mean, we had some issues with some penalties tonight, so that's something we got to clean up. But, you know, I'm just proud of our guys and how they battled and you know, came out of week one knowing that, okay, hey, that team was pretty good, you know, but we know who we can be. And, you know, tonight was the first step in getting where we want to go.
Coach, how big was that that goal line stance for you guys? That may have been a signature moment for your program. If I'm reading it from the miles away that I am, you know, you're coming off a disappointing loss, week number one, and then the game does not start the way you want it to start. Your back's up against a wall, and you just find a way. How much, I'm going to venture to guess, you're going to look back on the season and say that was a big moment for this program.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that could have swung the momentum just from the very start of the game. You know, I think, you know, our guys have grit, man. They knew their backs were against the wall. They knew, you know, okay, hey, we got to pick up the offense. They maybe screwed the pooch here, but, you know, we got to get them back out of it. And, they sure enough did that. And, you know, just the heart of our kids, the understanding that, you know, we're going to do things our way. And, you know, that typically leads to success, and they buy into that. You know, they're going to do their job. It's not about me going to, you know, I'm going to go make the play. Everybody just do your job. Somebody's going to make the play. It may be you, it may not, but as long as you guys are, you know, filling your gaps and running your creases and you know, DB's coming up and filling, you know, we got to win as a team. And I think tonight our team played really good team defense. We always had a ton of guys around the ball. You know, and I agree, that's going to be a big moment this season. You know, that could have turned out real bad for us. You know, give up our opening drive, fumble, and then give up a score right away. You know, who knows where that would have taken us. But, you know, we're fighters, we're battlers, we're grinders, and, you know, our guys just did that tonight. I felt like we wore Minneapolis down and out and, you know, put a ton of drives together, but again, just, you know, had a couple fumbles that we gave up, had a ton of penalties holding, you know, some of them questionable, some of them holding, but, you know, regardless, you know, we put ourselves in a bad position, but always found a way to get out of it. But we just got to find a way not to put ourselves in those bad positions. So when we are making big plays, and most of those holding penalties were, two of them were touchdowns. A couple of them were probably 20-yard runs. You know, so definitely held us back. But, you know, we fought through it. We battled through the adversity. I think that's going to be something that we lead, you know, lead into the next few games. All right, we've seen the adversity. We battled it. We found a way through. Now let's keep rolling.
Coach, congratulations on a great Week 2 win. Could you give us a little bit of a rundown on some of the playmakers and how they did tonight?
You know, I think we had quite a rotation of backs tonight. You know, Isaac Bruns obviously had a really good game tonight. You know, had 170-yard touchdown, had one of his touchdowns, got called back from holding. You know, had some just really, really solid runs that, he got hemmed up. He got, you know, people got their hands on him. And he just found a way to get out. Our guys kept forcing the block on the guys around the ball and find a way to score it out. You know, Brady Clark had a good night at wing back. And it seems like anytime he touched the ball, he was getting 15 yards or so. And, you know, Ike Molnick threw him in. He kind of rotated in the backfield as well. You know, I think having those three guys kind of rotating in there, whether it's wing or tail, or they can all run both, you know, had a really, really good night as well. I mean, he had a couple big runs. Again, a couple of guys, you know, a couple runs. I think one of them was a touchdown that got called back for holding. And, you know, so there was a lot of points that got taken off the board because of our just mental mistakes. And, you know, but I think those three offensively kind of you know, did their thing. Our offensive line, I thought, did a pretty good job. Again, some of the holdings were some of the offensive linemen and our blocking back. And, you know, a lot of them were getting out on the edge. You're trying to block guys in space, you know, and obviously we need to work on doing that a little bit. But, you know, I thought our offensive line did a really good job for us. You know, the defensively, I mean, all the way around, we rotated a ton of D-linemen. Linebackers played well. DBs played well. We didn't give up any real big plays. We gave up one pass. It was probably 30 or 40 yards. Other than that, we pretty much kept them in check. So, you know, I think just all around, you know, that was a team win. We had a lot of guys that did a lot of good things. You know, some guys stood out more than others, but that's typically how things work out. You know, you find the hot hand and you keep feeding them. And, you know, luckily we had three guys with a hot hand tonight.
Coach, congratulations. And again, there will be no rest. You'll enjoy this for, I don't know if you can get home long enough to enjoy it, because I know you'll be right back at it, because you guys certainly got the gauntlet and another great opponent next week.
Absolutely. I mean, we know what Mid Prairie is going to bring. We're close enough to them that we understand, you know, there's a little bit of hatred there maybe. I think more on their end than ours, but, you know, we're going to go in and battle test it. And, you know, they dropped another one tonight. Hopefully, you know, I don't know where their confidence level is going to be, but I know last year they were in the same boat. They bring it. You know, it was a close game. We ended up squeaking it out, but we're gonna have to play really well this week.
That is Coach Jared Jensen, head coach, Sigourney Kyota, bounce back win, big victory over Minneapolis. And, Coach, thanks for stopping by the locker room once again, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, thank you. Go Cobras.
How about that, Shane Holmes? A man, you know, here you go. You come out week one. You lose to a really good PCM team, by the way, right? Team that's probably going to vie for a state title. And then the opening series, you fumble the football, give them goal to go, and your back is against the wall. He said it. There. Culture that you build. That don't happen overnight. That's a culture you build.
We talk all the time about building a program, not just a team, and Sigourney is a huge example of that.
Yep, and that character has been forged into they found their character. 4-yard line after a turnover, and you shut them down and shut them out, and you get the win on the road. A big win for Sigourney Kyota, the Cobras victorious. And a quick timeout. We'll come back, and another coach knows how to bounce back. Has Sheraton finds his way back, and big win. Boy, impressive win there for Coach Smizer. We'll see if we can catch up with him after a quick timeout. We're coming back into the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance.
It's a tailgate weekend at your Albia Hy-Vee. This is Eric Lehart, District Store Director. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 6th through the 8th, we have our special recipe brats, links, or patties, 10 for $10 with a 20-cent fuel saver. 99-cent Hy-Vee potato chips, limit 2 with 8-ounce bags. Bakery Fresh 12-count chocolate chip cookies for $3.99 each, limit of 6. Coca-Cola 6-pack half-liter bottles, $3.48 each with a limit of 3. And 24-pack Busch or Busch Light, $19.99 plus deposit. Stop in and save at your local Albia Hy-Vee.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For the best deals in wireless on a network that works in the middle of anywhere, see Cosby Cellular, your local authorized U.S. Cellular agent with locations in Albia, Bloomfield, and Centerville.
Over the hills and through Sheraton we go. Shane Holmes on our way back from I-35 as we're coming through Sheraton. Just seems appropriate that I honk and wave at our good buddy Coach Smizer, who found himself on the victorious side. The bounce back victory we kind of predicted, Shane. Really felt that Coach would get him back in the right place. He started a fast start last week against a very good Davis County team, and never want to count out Coach Smizer and talk about resilience and toughness. That's what they're made out of. Big bounce-back win for them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a heartbreaking loss last week, and I'm sure it was a tough week of practice, but, boy, it's got to feel good to play this weekend and get the big W in such an impressive way.
Well, let's see if we can. I'm literally driving right through Sheraton right now. Coach Smizer, I hope we got you on the phone line. Coach, congratulations, buddy. You know, that was a tough, heartbreaking loss last week. Got that lead, and then, sometimes the other team just makes plays, and they found a way to come back and get the win, but you guys found a way to bounce back, and that is an indicator of character.
Yeah, guys, it was a long week. You know, Coach Schooley and I didn't sleep very good this week, but, you know, we bounced back. The kids did a really nice job. We didn't start out great tonight. We had a great start last week, but didn't start out great. We threw a pick and then had a fumble, but our defense stuck it up there and got a stop, and then we kind of got rolling offensively, and then they couldn't move the ball on us. So, yeah, it was a great bounce-back win. I thought the kids had a great week of practice, and we needed it. You know, we played better defensively this week. We tackled better, and that's usually not a staple of ours, not missing tackles and not being very physical on defense. But the kids bounced back and did a really nice job this week.
Coach, we'll walk through those moments. It's just funny because getting off the phone with Coach Jensen, and Albie had the same effect. Albie with a pick in their first possession gave them a ball short field, you know, inside the 25, held them off. The Cobras tonight on their opening series fumbled the ball inside the 4-yard line, kept them out of the end zone, and then you guys start the game the same way. And I wonder how much when your team can rise up in that adversity that it really can set the tone, maybe change the season, but also set the tone in terms of how the game's going to go when you feel like your back's up against a wall.
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit, and I had my seniors step up and really played pretty good there defensively and offensively, both sides of the ball. But yeah, thought defense stepped up and put us in a good spot, and then we took control offensively. And you know, I got a piece back to the defense this week as Arnold got to play again. He'd been sick, out with some mono stuff, so he's back ready to roll and had a really good night tonight for us.
Well, Coach, you know, you talked about tackling, improving on tackling. You know, what are those things you do during the week? Coach Schooley's always got a really good defense, and you guys have been known for your tackling. What were those things maybe you focused on to put you to where you wanted to be?
You know, yeah, we just talked about being in better position, and then with finishing. We weren't running through the ball carrier. We were kind of stopping our feet and just trying to wrap. So we had to be more physical, run downhill. Our linebackers need to run downhill, and they did a lot better job of that tonight. So, you know, we still got to clean some things up, but huge progress from week one to week two.
Well, the offense obviously found some mojo tonight. Coach, run us through maybe some of the stars of the night and some more of those big moments came for you guys.
Yeah, Austin Ryder had another big night. He had over 200 yards rushing. He ran the ball really well. You know, and we had to shuffle some pieces at our line that wasn't where we wanted to be tonight, so we moved some new people in, and they stepped up and did a nice job moving around. But Austin had a big game rush. And then, you know, Connor Shore continues to get better offensively at quarterback spot, you know, just his second start as a sophomore. But he came in, threw some nice balls. We got to continue to clean up our pass catching stuff. We dropped two touchdown passes also. So we still got some work to do offensively. But, you know, when you got Ox back there and can hand him the ball and big Chase Willis and the Blinchenko kid and Sealy and all those guys, Goldman come out this year. They've done a nice job up front. So hopefully, you know, we'll continue that path and also keep running well. And now we got Arnold back, so whatever we decide to do with him. So it'll be good offensively, and we just got to keep working.
Coach Shane Holmes here. Tell us a little bit about the attitude of your team this week. And did they just come this week a little harder at it? And what were your thoughts on that?
Job. You know, I've got 14 seniors, and that's a lot of seniors for us. We usually don't have 14. And they understood they played, you know, terrible in the second half, especially defensively last week. So they came ready to work. I got great leaders and Willis and Jensen, and, you know, those boys come did a great job. You know, we moved Jace Gwynn back to the inside at the linebacker spot, and he played a lot better tonight. So, it's early. We're still finding pieces. The coaches are still going to move some kids around, but attitudes were great. They came to work, and they had a nice showing tonight.
Coach, all right. Nothing to look forward to this week. It's just another week.
Yeah, it's always just another week when you play Albion, right? No, it's a huge rivalry. You know, it's great. It's great for both towns. It will be packed, you know. I don't know. That's what someone asked me. I don't know. You look up the last 10 games. We've won 7-8. I don't even know, but every game has been close. Doesn't matter where you play, what the records are, who's ranked. I mean, it's just going to be a close game. Schooley and I talked about tonight. Last couple of years have been some special team stuff, and you know, we've got the better of the special teams. Ox had a kickoff return for a touchdown a couple of years ago, and then Jaeger had a punt return for a touchdown last year, kind of sealed the deal. So, you know, it's just going to be a great rivalry game. There'll be a ton of people there. It'll be a great atmosphere for high school football, and there's not much better than that on a Friday night.
Cannot wait, Coach. A lot of fun. Congratulations. Great character win for your football team. And Coach Schooley, I knew he'd have those guys playing tough defense. And good win for your football program. Cannot wait to see you guys next Friday.
Fun. Thanks for the coverage. And I'm sure we'll be over there. It should be a great atmosphere and a fun game.
That is Coach Kurtzmeyer. A bounce back win for the Chargers tonight, and impressive. And, you know, we've seen a common theme here tonight, Shane. The defense is really kind of, I think, catapulting the teams. You look at Albion and Sigourney and now Sheraton. All three of those teams started, you know, with mistakes, with turnovers, with putting their defense under pressure. And all three defenses rose to the occasion, and I think all rode that momentum to victories tonight.
You know, week in and week out, your offense might not be clicking right, but a good defense usually works consistently every week. So to have a great defense like all these teams do, that's a good sign for a good rest of the year.
And, you know, Coach Smizer is maybe a little foreshadowing to what next week looks like. You know, big special teams has been in this rivalry. Right. You almost forget. Oxenrider, well, he is a dude, too. I'm telling you right now.
200 yards in one game. That's, yeah. You're doing something there.
Well, we are going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. I'm going to try to catch up with Jamie Brockman, the voice of the Indians. Oskaloosa, big winners tonight. And we'll catch up with Jamie and get a breakdown of the ball game when we come back. Back into the locker room. The Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. Don't go anywhere.
It's not a day you see coming. It may be sunny, or it may may be gray, but it's not a day you can get ready for. And it's not a day you would trust to anyone but a friend. Because it's not just a day in a lifetime. It's a lifetime in a single day. Senate Funeral Home in Albia and Ottumwa.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, GNP Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated. We are proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community. We are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance. Give us a call and go Big Blue.
The roaming locker room, the locker room on wheels, tenant on wheels, Shane Holmes. Keep your eyes up. Somebody's got to keep a track of the road. And, boy, a road that was paved with some big wins tonight on week number two. And run up to Jamie Brockman, the voice of the Indians. Jamie, buddy, congratulations, man. That was a heck of a ball game you guys got to bring tonight. And I thought this was a pretty good Indian team, and I think they showed they're going to make some noise this year.
Well, you know, Jason, they definitely have potential. That's for sure. It's been a while, but we finally have somewhat of a veteran team with several juniors and seniors in key positions. We still have some sophomores out there as well, but those guys are actually producing for us. But this was a game that. Obviously, many of us feel we should be 2-0 right now. We kind of let one get away last week at Washington with just some stupid penalties at very key times in the game that ended up costing us. So this is one we really wanted tonight. Des Moines Rivers is a team that they've now lost 11 straight games dating back to last year. So this is what we thought we finally had to have. And we did, 33-20 final score, and it was pretty tight up until, mid-fourth quarter or so. And Oskaloosa got out to a quick start. Our opening possession, we drove 63 yards down the field, and A.J. Walker, the talented junior running back, finished it off with a 5-yard run, and we were up 7-0 with 8:16 to go in the first quarter. However, all that momentum and energy did not last long because Hoover took the ensuing kickoff back 87 yards for its score, and just 14 seconds later, we were tied 7-7. Then both teams fumbled in the other's red zone and gave up turnovers there, but neither was able to score. Oski got on the board again with about 7:40 to go in the first half on a 23-yard pass connection from junior quarterback Kane Boonder to senior Maddox Ashman, put us up 14-7. That was the score at the half. And then third quarter, first offensive snap of the game, Des Moines Hoover breaks free 70 yards on a run by Deion Berry. And again, we're tied up 14-14. Oski scored the next three. We got a fumble recovery that we forced at the goal line and recovered in the end zone by junior defensive end Parker Jordan. Then Tyler Edgar, a talented sophomore receiver, caught a 24-yard pass from Kane Boonder. We were up 27-14 at that point, just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. A.J. Walker got his second score of the night with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. On a 14-yard run, that put us up 33-14. And then final score was a 65-yard run by Deion Berry, the same player that had the 70-yard run in the third quarter for Hoover. And they pulled within 33-20 with 5:18 to go in the game, but that was it. And Oskaloosa was able to hold on for the win. A lot of yards tonight by Oskaloosa. We did have some penalties, not as bad in that category as last week, but too many turnovers tonight, though, by the Indians. That's something we still need to focus on. We put the ball on the turf a few times tonight, and once we get into district play, playing teams like Xavier and Clear Creek Amana and North Scott, we can't have those kind of things. So that's going to be a focus moving forward, I'm sure. But nonetheless, it's great to get a win, especially at home in your home opener, and 33-20 final score, we'll take it. Okay, so good win for Oskaloosa. The Indians went to 1-1 on the season, and Des Moines Hoover fell to 0-2, but they gave us a good fight tonight. And next week, Oskaloosa's on the road at Grinnell, and boy, there have been some knockdown, drag-out, you know, physical games over the history between Oski and Grinnell. So we're going to their place next week, and hopefully can get a road win there. And then week four, final week of non-district play, Oskaloosa will be back home 2 weeks from now to host Ottumwa. That should be a good matchup in week four. And then we start district play week five, homecoming, home here against Clear Creek and Mana. Those are the next 3 weeks ahead for Oskaloosa. But always nice to get a win, obviously, any way you can. And you always like to win in front of your home fans. And Oskaloosa was able to do that tonight. So 33-20 final score, Indians 1-1, Jason. And hopefully, you know, we can clean up some of those mistakes and take the show to Grinnell next week and get a win on the road over the Tigers.
Well, that is the voice of the as well. Shout out to Oskaloosa. They put their best foot forward.
Yeah. You know, again, we've got some veterans out there. We've got a few young guys, but it seems to be kind of coming together here. We're only 2 weeks into the season, obviously. Long ways to go. You know, it's going to be tough for Oskaloosa to be a playoff team because, you know, they only take the top two from each district, and you've got Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and North Scott in our districts, who are two huge powerhouses in Class 4A football. So it's going to be tough, you know, to make a postseason run at all. But we're just trying to win games one at a time here and do as well as we can and continue to build this program under Coach Brett Dowd. And tonight is certainly a big step in that direction.
Well, why don't we jump on the phone lines and catch up with Coach Brett Dowd. Jamie, thanks for joining us, buddy. Coach, welcome in, buddy. Jamie just broke us down the night's events. Let's get your coach's perspective. I think some adversity had come your way and some character was built. Disappointing loss against Washington, maybe less than things on the table, I'm sure, but and some adversity tonight in that kickoff return, but your team found the character to pull it out and get the win.
Yeah, I mean, we got the dub, that's for sure. The guys that we coach, we have a good team. We're building team camaraderie, and it was good for us to just battle through some adversity again. I mean, it's the same thing Washington, and it cost us the game, but, you know, we fought through tonight, and we got the win.
Coach, your week of practice, well, you know, you got to get your team back up, get ready, and you know, I know there was some disappointment. You know, what were those things you walked through as a coach to get your guys ready to play the way they did tonight?
I mean, it really started when we left the locker room at Washington. We laid an egg in that first half. We kept shooting ourselves in the foot. And we just talked about how we battled in that second half, and we had it 14-14 after being down 0-14. And, you know, we let it slip away at the end, but, you know, we walked out of the locker room with our heads held high, and I just said, you better be hungry. And I thought we had a pretty good week of practice this week, and we came out, and but we did get the job done, so that was good.
Talking with Coach Brett Downs, head coach of Oskaloosa, victorious tonight. Coach, you got a opponent that you're very familiar with, a very difficult opponent ahead of you. What's the things you're going to be focusing on this week to keep this alive and keep things moving the right direction?
Clean up the turnovers, and we got to clean up the penalties. We had a lot of dumb turnovers. We put the ball on the turf too many times, and then you know, we had some stupid penalties, and they were drive crushers. And if we do that against Grinnell, it's going to be hard. And so, but if we can keep it clean and we can just take care of ourselves and be disciplined in what we do, control the controllables is what we say, we look to battle it out with them because we know that they're going to have a good team, and they got us last year pretty good, so we better be hungry.
Coach, congratulations. Good win for you guys tonight, and we're looking forward to next week and keep building this thing. And I love the way your young guys are now becoming those older guys and starting to grab on that maturity, and that you can certainly see the development.
Yeah, for sure. Been nice. And, you know, a solid year in the weight room. That's what that is. We're building culture in our weight room with some initiatives that we have moving forward since last year, and we're excited for what's to come.
Well, that's Coach Brett Downs, Oskaloosa, victorious tonight. And Shane, you know, you look at those kids that were taking their beatings and they're putting the time in the weight room. They're starting to come to life. This is a football program. We talked about it early on. I really felt they should be in 2-0, and I know they feel the same way. But I thought this was going to be a heck of an Oskaloosa team and a team on the rise, and they are.
Yeah, it really sounds like they turned it around this week, and that shows a lot of adversity in this team and big things to come for them.
Absolutely. Well, Folks, week two is in the books, and another edition of Locker Room Show is nearly over. Man alive, as much as we can't wait for this season to get started, they go way, way too fast. All right, you're going to be here tomorrow. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll be in for the coaches' show. And then don't forget the Cyclones and the Hawks. Is it going to be a Hawkeye State, a Cyclone State? Well, it'll all unfold tomorrow, and you can catch it right here, home of the Cyclones on 96.7 KIC. Have a good night. You've been listening to The Locker Room Show.